In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We have one of the most well-known characters in the Bible, John the Baptist, today. We always have him on the second Sunday in Advent. It's about preparation. Advent is about preparation. And I always wondered what John the Baptist must have looked like, with camel hair and probably long hair. He had there was a church camp I did a long time ago when I was in seminary, and one of the Bible studies was John the Baptist, and we got the weirdest wig. I was Coker Sacks with brown, you know, the thing. And we also got an eye that went, you know, because you could just see him having crazy eyes, like, repent, repent. You know, get baptized. Now, they think of baptized maybe a little different than we did, because that was really before Jesus. So he didn't baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it was a baptism of repentance, of being washed, being cleansed. And later, as we find out, he baptized Jesus. You know, we will read that later with the story of Jesus being baptized. But old John, crazy John, getting on to us, telling us to prepare the way. And, you know, guys like me would come up there thinking we all knew better, you know, with these fancy stoles and clothes, saying, well, yeah, go ahead. And he'd say, you brood of vipers, write to me. You know, that's the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the religious leaders of the day. Now, that does not give y'all, any of y'all, permission to call me a viper or a brood or anything like that. But I do want to reiterate the point of being prepared. We talked about it last time. We'll talk about it again this time. And what we do during Advent is prepare for the incarnation of Christ. We prepare by being in the moment. We prepare by enjoying each moment in each other and seeing the life of Christ in each other. We prepare by perhaps going off into our own personal desert for prayer, in the sense of, you know, Jesus went to the desert to pray before any big thing he had to do in ministry. Before he started, he went 40 days. He was alone. He was quiet. He listened for the Spirit of God. That should be something for us to do, is to go to a place and try to quiet our minds, all those things that we fear, all those things that make us scared, all those things that make us angry, all those things in life that if we don't learn how to give it to God, or how to let go, or how to quiet our mind and trust in the mercy and faith of God, can consume us. And when that consumes us, we are not fully present to God or to each other. We'll skip that lunch date. We won't listen to that person telling us this story. We'll go to sleep or do something and won't be just fully alive, won't be prepared. Because as we all know, you know, God's time's not our time. And being prepared isn't necessarily getting right with God, that I'm not sinful. Now I'm sinful, and I'm not anymore, and I'm going to do right and be all uptight and be good for God. That drive me crazy. I do want to be good for God, but I don't want to be uptight about it. I want to enjoy this life. And it especially make me uptight if I'm saying, prepare the way and don't sin, and you better not sin either. That would drive me nuts. But sometimes that's how people interpret that. But I feel like that anger or that rigidity would make me want to sin even more, because it wouldn't be any fun. So what about being prepared is learning that we all have these issues, but we all have that quiet time of giving it to God, being fully present to God, being open to change, being open to the power of the Holy Spirit. Being open to the present moment, not taking any day, any moment, any person for granted, because you never know. Knowing each day that you loved, you lived to the fullest, and that you loved God and loved Christ to the very best you can. And you went alone sometimes and you got quiet to just try to listen and to be fully present, to be prepared. Because no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But it is in God's hands. And that's what we are this Advent, we are doing. We're preparing the way for God coming into the world through Jesus Christ. Come, O come, Emmanuel. God is with us. God the Christ. God fully human, fully divine in the person of Christ. God becoming human in Jesus. God walking with us. The mystery of God is personified in the person of Jesus Christ, and we are allowed to take part in that, in those mysteries of that. That through our baptism we are saved, through our baptism we are loved, through our baptism we are allowed to love each other, through our baptism we are allowed to know that God through Christ is with us, became human, walked as one of us, helps us in our suffering. Gratitude is with us in our joys. And it's our job to be prepared, fully awake, fully alive in the moment, knowing that God is with us as we seek to love and serve Him, as we go through in hopeful expectation this Advent, knowing that on Christmas Day, our Lord Jesus Christ will be born. Amen.